There have been 73 missions, manned and unmanned, to the moon, and understanding its chemical composition, particularly finding water, has always been a priority. So why haven't we seen significant amounts of water until now? The answer lies in the moon's rotation. Unlike Earth, which rotates on a significant tilt to the sun, the moon is barely tilted at all. At the poles, some hills remain in permanent sunlight, while some troughs are always in shadow. When water lands on sunny spots, perhaps carried by comets or asteroids, the water transforms directly into gas. If it lands in shadow, the water freezes and can remain indefinitely. The lack of light explains why spectrometers, instruments that can be used for remote water detection but rely on reflected light to do so, never pick up on the water. This changed last month when NASA shot a satellite into a permanently shadowed region on the moon's surface, throwing a plume of material containing water up out of the shadow. From the perspective of human space exploration, that water is the most important scientific discovery since the 60s. We can drink it, grow food with it, and breathe it by separating the oxygen from the hydrogen through a process called electrolysis. These elements can even be used to fuel rocket engines. Creating a permanent lunar habitat is important primarily for our species' survival. Humanity needs more than one home because, with all our eggs in one basket, we are at risk of low probability but high consequence catastrophes like asteroid strikes, nuclear war, or bioterrorism. But it would also lead to valuable technological and other advancements. Consider the side effects of the Apollo program. It drove the development of small computers, doubled the number of doctoral students in science and math in about a decade, and marked a new stage in relations between the Americans and the Soviets. Imagine what we can learn from living on the moon permanently. On its far side, shielded from the Earth's radio noise, there is a quiet zone perfect for radio astronomy, which allows us to see objects we can't see from Earth. Out of necessity, we could develop bacteria to extract resources directly from the regolith, a useful technology for Earth as well. And an international venture could open a new era of global cooperation.